Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, I happen to like fast cars. I love my wife. I love raising my children. I like just simple things. I guess I'm not fancy like all the globalists in New York and D.C. and L.A. with all their drugs and having sex with animals and, you know, eating their own feces and all the things that people in government and elite positions seem to like to do. I can't ever get sick of enchiladas and ribeye steaks. I can't ever get sick of just jogging down a forest path or fishing or seeing a sunset. I can't ever get sick of looking at women. I can't ever get sick of just liking what my human programming is. And I pointed out at the end of the hour that we have weird cults taking over America and mafias, and they've divided the country up amongst themselves, and they're trying to force everybody else to basically buy into their cultures. And I just want to be left alone. But the entire system of deviants, as many would call them, they see those of us who are normal as the deviants. See, that's the issue. I'm the weirdo because I'm not scared of guns. I'm the weirdo because I'm not afraid to get in a fist fight. I'm the weirdo because I like to slam the gas down on my car and feel the 450 horsepower explode like a bullet out of a 45 under me. I'm the weirdo because I'm red-blooded. I'm the weirdo because I love the red, white, and blue. I'm the weirdo because I don't want offshore banks robbing and raping and looting our economy. I'm a weirdo because I don't like watching cops abuse women and children. I'm a weirdo, ladies and gentlemen, because I guarantee you I'd have been more at home in 1776 than I am right now in what this country's turned into, a bunch of weak, domesticated people that doesn't know which end is up. But here's the deal. The majority of Americans know they want a red-blooded lifestyle as well. And now they're understanding that they gave in to whatever they were told to go along with. You know, they gave in to all the political correctness, and the politically correct armies want to make us their slaves. They want to run us over. They want to conquer us. They didn't want to live in peace. They want to run our lives. They want power. They want to take over our families and harvest our children like a farmer takes eggs from a hen. And that isn't going to happen. You understand? You pick the fight, New World Order, that you're going to lose. Oh, man. I'm going to come back and get into the economy. I'm going to get into the oil spill. I'm going to get into the latest developments on Iran. It just gets more and more serious as we track this. It's all coming up today, and Ron Paul's scheduled coming up in the last 30 minutes of this broadcast today. But I'll go back to this Russian spy article, spying as networking, Wall Street Journal. If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox. Instead of directly infiltrating government agencies, several of the accused Russian spies apparently tried to glean information by moving in financial elite circles. One of them graduated top of their class from Harvard Kennedy School. And it goes on from there. And they tried to set up computer companies and social networking systems. Well, that's what the British/New World Order Intel does. The power has been transferred to the private banks and mega corporations. They tell the government what to do. So, of course, the Russians tried to infiltrate Harvard and tried to infiltrate computer companies. And, of course, they did it with super good-looking women. How do you think a lot of other women get to the top of these corporations? They sex their way up to the top. And so this is not unorthodox. This is actually how real intelligence is carried out. And, of course, the Russian spies moved here illegally, assumed fake names, operated for over a decade. And I've heard the neocons blaming Obama for this. I hate Obama's guts. But they're saying he allowed the Russians, when it's admittedly a 10-year program. First they said 7, now 10, now 15. These are sleeper cells. And they didn't try to get into the Intelligence Committee of the Congress, did they? No, they tried to get into Harvard because it's that little mafia running things. It's a bunch of stinking mafias, like Gerald Celente tells you. Oh, I'm not against Italians. I'm against the Italian mafia. I'm not against the Russian people. I'm against their mafia. I'm not against the British people. I'm against their crime syndicate government mafia. Not against Jews. I'm against their mafia. You understand that? It's mafias. It's criminals we're dealing with. We'll be right back.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mr. Jones, my name's Chris, and I'm a West Virginia resident. I'm calling you in regards to your comments about our dearly departed Senator Robert C. Byrd. Although Mr. Byrd was a former Klan member, at the time of his death, he enjoyed a 100% approval rating for the NAACP for his voting record. I would figure if the largest group of black people in the United States armed together in a political cause could forgive the senator his past discretions, a white fella from the middle of Texas could see fit to do the same. You claim to be a constitutional supporter. The biggest constitutional supporter this republic has had for almost 60 years served in the Senate, and his name was Robert C. Byrd. I heard about the Enemy Belligerent Act on your show. I wrote my senator, Robert C. Byrd, about that. He sent me a letter back on May 3rd of this year, probably one of the last letters he ever wrote, to tell me that he would stand against the Enemy Belligerent Act. I've heard people say bad things about their enemies on radio and television, but I would figure in a time when the liberty movement needs to be consolidated, not picked apart from the inside, you would take a man who West Virginia consider to be the Ron Paul of our state and drag his name through the mud before we've had the chance to get him in the ground. I'll be attending his funeral on Friday, and, sir, I'd like to let you know that you would do well to keep yourself outside of West Virginia for that event. We would rather not hear from an individual who wants to call our dearly departed senator a monster.
Did you hear that territorialism? I'm sitting here in Texas. I never said I was going to his funeral. I wouldn't do such a thing. And this guy, so he can like have an excuse to threaten me, says, you better not come around here, boy. Well, number one, we love West Virginians. It's a beautiful state, a lot of great people. You have the very wicked Senator Jay Rockefeller. You going to tell me how great he is? Now, Byrd was a mixed bag. There are certainly people worse in the Senate. And I know he did speak out against warrantless spying, torture, and the Enemy Belligerence Act and the rest of it to secretly arrest U.S. citizens. That said, having the NAACP say he's the best guy out there is a negative in my scorebook. The NAACP is an anti-gun, pro-abortion, anti-black organization. And if you did some research on eugenics, you'd know that. So I really don't know what to say to you. You don't hear the NAACP talking about 51% of black people never being born, do you? Do you, sir? Now, look, I probably was a little hard on Byrd. I never really talked about Byrd. You know, the guy died, and I said he's probably going to go to hell. I said, I'm not God, and I'm not judging him, but he's a gun grabber in his votes. A bunch of stuff. I mean, he was a mixed bag. He was a liberal. And I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't like him or Jay Rockefeller. So, West Virginia, one of your senators is dead. Maybe you can elect somebody good, a real Ron Paul. And Jay Rockefeller, you couldn't have a worse senator. I mean, he is now the head of the Rockefeller crime family. Literally. He has now taken the reins from David, who's, 95 years old and now becoming a little bit incoherent. A few years ago, he was still well-spoken. I had a chance to hear a phone message of him. I was staying in a hotel nearby, and one of the other activists called up the hotel at 5 a.m., got David Rockefeller's room. It was David Rockefeller. Had a lengthy conversation with him about the New World Order. And Rockefeller said he had to go, and then the guy chickened out on ever playing it, which was ridiculous. Because he'd heard Tucker talk about on this show how he'd called Rockefeller's room before. See, no one thinks to be bold. But the word is that Jay is now the true governor of the United States. He is the true corporate president of the conquered United States. All right, I'm going to give the toll-free number out to join us on this July 1st, 2010 edition, 1-800-259-9231. We can talk about Al Gore. The police have reopened the sexual molestation case. We can talk about the Iran situation, the BP situation. We can talk about the Russian spy info, any of it. But just to put a bookend on the Russian spy thing, and then I'm done talking about it, at least for today, because I haven't really covered it the last 2 days. Spying is networking. If they were spies, their strategy was unorthodox, the Wall Street Journal wrote. Instead of directly infiltrating government agencies, several of the accused Russian spies apparently tried to glean information by moving in financial and elite circles. Suspect Donald Howard Heathfield, for example, graduated from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and was an energetic networker who promoted his consultancy firm, Future Map, aimed at governments and business, former classmates recall. By the way, I said we'd go live this hour on TV, and we forgot to. So we'll go live at the bottom of the hour in 15 minutes. We're going to go live at the bottom of the hour in 15 minutes, simulcasting the live radio show at prisonplanet.tv. Looking back, they say that a telling sign may have been Mr. Heathfield's vagueness while describing the business activities of his firm. I always thought he was hustling, put a lot of energy into his new clients for future maps, said Craig Sandler, Mr. Heathfield's classmate at Harvard School, Kennedy School, who now owns State House News Service in Boston. But it was never really clear how Future Map did what it was supposed to do. It was excellent about concepts, not specifics. He never went into specifics. And it goes on to describe the beautiful redhead and other beautiful women and how they were networking and had all this money from Europe. This is a global government run by corporations, like the movie Rollerball. They throw it in your face with that 1970s movie with James Caan. And so you don't infiltrate the puppet Congress. 94% of the bills are never even read, according to Senator DeMint, and that's on record with other senators and Congress members. You infiltrate corporations. That's the government. You infiltrate Harvard, the main organization unit where they teach them about world government. They teach them how everybody else is scum and stupid and trash in these business schools, in these government schools, on record, how a world government's needed, how eugenics is good, how they're part of the elite, how when they start a newspaper or computer company or Facebook or Google or whatever the case is, that they're going to instantly get government front company funding, like CIA funding publicly through NQTEL of Google's founding. And how if they just play ball and are sickening traitors to America and help bring down America, they're going to be given lots of money and power. And they're a snickering, arrogant, from scum families that hate this country. You want to talk about Russian spies? Why were the Russians infiltrating the scum organizations? Because that's how you get Russian interest. That's what a Russian patriot would do. If our FBI and CIA weren't run by Harvard, Yale, and other scum from Princeton, and that doesn't mean if you're a Harvard doctor, you know, you're into vaccines and socialism, but you're not a traitor. It's the business school, it's the tech, it's the government school, it's the Kennedy school groups. And they're openly globalist. And we've had top PhDs from Harvard where you know, special PhDs where one is issued a year on, like Dr. Boyle, Francis Boyle, to tell you, he was taught, bring down America, British intelligence, world government, enslave everyone. I had National British Magazine here, and they were saying, no, we didn't believe you about the New World Order until we talked to some top Harvard, you know, graduates who are globalists, and they said, yes, we're going to get a world government, we're going to enslave everybody, we're into eugenics, we're going to live forever, you're going to be killed. I mean, imagine telling top British reporters this. This is how arrogant this scum is, okay? So, of course, the Russians tried to infiltrate it because they understand the ball game. They understand America has been taken down. They understand that, ladies and gentlemen. They understand America is now an engine of offshore banks that are destroying us. They had the same banks take them over when the Soviet Union fell entirely and steal everything. And love or hate Putin and Medvedev, but once Yeltsin, the drunken puppet, was out of commission, they took over and kicked the bankers out and took over the op themselves and said, hey, you've been paid not to have kids. We're going to pay you to have kids because Russia lost close to 30% of its population. And they said, we're against, the New World Order. Of course, they play both sides and are completely corrupt. The issue is that, yes, we don't need Russian spies in America, but give me a stinking break. It came out in mainstream newspapers, New York Times, New Yorker Magazine, something we reported before that, it came out mainstream news, that Israeli intelligence actually created the special office in the Pentagon, the special working group, to make up intelligence on Iraq because they wanted the U.S. to hit Iraq. You had the weapons industry wanted it, and the oil companies wanted it as well. And notice now that they have it, they're giving it to China and Europe. These are globalists. It's all about bringing America down. Our boys bleed and die. The offshore banks and globalists get the oil. Because China needs the oil for its factories to build the widgets to deindustrialize us. But notice China can't have oil that's on its border in Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, Afghanistan. They can only have oil from thousands of miles away that's shipped to them by the globalists. It's all about strategic balance. And so, this is the bottom line. Globalism is treason. Globalism is the criminal overthrow of America and your financial and physical enslavement to a bunch of trash that bought off our universities with endowments and are now like piranhas enjoying the death of this country.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials for you, some of our other films, half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,241.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,274.80, $637.40 for a half-ounce, or $318.70 for the quarter-ounce. That's $1,274.80, $637.40, and $318.70.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Simulcasting the radio show at prisonplanet.tv. Coming up in about 7 minutes at the bottom of the hour. And I will continue with your phone calls at that point, but I need to first get into the financial news and the latest on the hurricane. Then we'll cover, of course, what's happening in Iran, Al Gore, criminal case reopened against him because now he's not Teflon. Now he's not seen as God. Now we know that his Nobel Prize is a fraud and global warming is a fraud. He is politically mortally wounded, as I've told you in the last year. Everywhere he goes, he is bullhorned and hounded and exposed as a fraud. And who kicked that off? My listeners. We are Change. Great patriots. We're not left or right. We're seeking the truth and justice. Does that mean we're always right? No. But our heart is in the right place. Let's go ahead and take calls. Matt in Minnesota, then Mark, Ernie, Ted, and others. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, when you're talking about seeking truth and justice and man-made climate change and Al Gore's nonsense, I think it's important for everybody to take the strategy of aligning yourself with science, because whether you're talking about JFK, 9/11, or man-made climate change, in order to believe all the official stories of these concepts, these events, you have to completely sell out your values on science. The official stories for JFK, 9/11, man-made climate change, they do not follow the scientific method. They're anti-science. And after examining all the evidence, I mean, you would just have to be a complete idiot to believe this stuff. And I think it's important that when people are talking about spreading the truth through the InfoWar, that they apply science to their arguments and debunking these theories, especially with NIST and 9/11. I mean, the NIST reports are a joke, and I heard you talking a little bit about that on the Opie and Anthony show, and I thought that was a pretty good discussion.
Well, I mean, I think it's important to use science when you're well-grounded in it on subject by subject. But just overall, it's important to point out to people that, look, we're living in tyranny. Government gets caught lying 9 times out of 10. They're not being truthful. We know special interests are robbing us. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they're now in CNN, Reuters, AP, yesterday announcing they're going to devalue the dollar, and it plunged today, and create a new global SDR, as we told listeners years ago, because the globalists said they would. This is high treason. This is criminal. Having the president and Geithner and others in speeches say that they do support moving to SDRs. I mean, this is outrageous. That's the real spies, but they're Goldman Sachs corporate spies. And we need this idea to get out there. Because the Russians know what to infiltrate. Well, how about the American people publicly call for these corporations that are destroying our sovereignty to be arrested? You know, to have the people heading this up that have committed all these crimes to be... I mean, listen, the head of Goldman Sachs, the Goldman Sachs division leaders, they've had congressional hearings. They've all committed crimes much bigger than Madoff did. Clap them in irons. Remove their criminal system. Or they're going to continue to have financial terrorism from the shadows and get away with all this. It's either us or them. Us or them. They will wreck us and reduce us to the equivalent of Mexico or Nigeria. We must remove them. They will destroy us. It is their economic weapon of conquest to make you poor in the process of transferring your wealth to them. They want you starving so you can't strike back and take your government back and haul them up before a court and throw their big, fat Harvard butts and Goldman Sachs butts in prison and their British intelligence and Israeli intelligence butts in prison. Let me tell British people. Let me tell Israeli people. Let me tell Americans and cops and good old boys and whatever club you're in that you think's part of the establishment and defense contractor workers. Or if your family, you know, got contracts from Byrd's contracts in West Virginia and you're mad that I talk bad about him, you're going to be betrayed. You will not be at the top of the pyramid. You are destroying humanity. You must decide what side you're on and join the Republic and free humanity against the corporate Borg. They sell weapons to both sides. They fund the Muslim terrorist. They jack the water supply. These are the worst criminals in the world. It's either us or them. Either the smiley face, know-it-all, Eddie Haskell, Harvard trash, who've committed crimes, are brought to justice, or they rob everything we've got and sick a bunch of dumbed-down, steroid-head cops on us. Okay? We've got to go in and deprogram those roid heads and turn them against the globalists. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Listen to me, roid heads. You should join us now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and get into the financial news, and then I'm going to take some of your phone calls, and then we will continue on with what's happening with Al Gore. Portland police reopen Al Gore sex abuse allegations. I'm going to get more into the Russian spies infiltrating Harvard and infiltrating corporations because they've taken America over. We were conquered a long time ago, so if the Russians want to infiltrate the government, they infiltrate Harvard and Goldman Sachs, which they were doing. So continuing, that's what the New World Order is. They come in, corporate system, buy off your government, have laws passed to transfer governance power to the global corporations. Until now, you go to a UN meeting or you read the minutes of an SPP meeting or a Bilderberg meeting info or a G20. It's private interest there openly telling the government what to do. And the government clicks their heels and says, yes, sir, boss, how high do you want me to jump? Foreign bankers say jump. Congress says, how high, boss? How many trillions do you want, boss? And then they have hearings later, and Congress gets uppity and says, where'd that $1 trillion go? I'm not going to tell you. Not going to tell you. I'm the foreign banker head. You know, I'm the head of the Treasury. I'm the head of Goldman Sachs. I'm the head of Bank of America, and I'm not going to tell you, little slave. So, of course, the Russians tried to infiltrate the banks. Of course they tried to infiltrate the illegitimate government. And that is espionage, and they should get in trouble. And by the look of these women, you know how they were infiltrating. That's spying 101. So that's coming up, too. But let us first just graze over the top headlines, and we'll mine back into these coming up. Ron Paul is scheduled to come up in the last hour today, now an hour and a half from now. MSNBC Radigan, stock market, an obvious corrupt fraud. What an amazing quote by an MSNBC host. We've got that video in the Raw Story article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing, Dow loses 10% in second quarter. S&P ends down 1,040 points. CNBC, another CNBC story. Bad news on economy gives investors more reasons to sell. As the market is down several hundred points today, several hundred yesterday. In fact, guys, give me the latest stock market number. How many it's down right now, and give me the number, what it's currently at. How many points down and what the number is. Continuing, Fed made taxpayers unwitting junk bond buyers. Well, yeah, of tens of trillions of dollars of derivatives. And there's another $600 trillion, the Washington Post says, hanging out there. And you're going to pay that through dollar devaluation, through euro devaluation, through yuan and yen devaluation, and through new taxes. And it's now admitted that it's a global coordinated destruction. And that there will now be a new global SDR that you will pay your taxes to at the IMF and World Bank. And the market is down to 9,741.30, only 32 points. So it's gone back up some this morning since plunging. So the plunge protection team likes a slow, gradual fall. Continuing, Feds made taxpayers unwitting junk bond buyers. Here's another one out of the Star Advertiser. We reported on this a year and a half ago and actually sent reporters to California and got reports from Hawaii, where they're trying to lock people up at night who are homeless and not let them live in tent cities. That's one step away from concentration camps. California is now starting that. Homeless camps cover 50 acres from Waipio Point around Middle Lock and to Pearl City. And just thousands and thousands of people. The Star Advertiser. Funny, the Advertiser reported 8 days before, I have a copy of it, Pearl Harbor, that they were going to attack on the December 7th. They'd even gotten the intel, and then the base was ordered to stand down, and they follow orders in the Navy and in the Marines and Army. You know, you see a newspaper, and you remember all the other headlines. Yeah, it was the Honolulu Advertiser at the time. It's been changed to the Star Advertiser, but same paper, I'm told. Just a little side note there. Continuing, dollar should be replaced as international standard, UN report says. I covered this some yesterday, but you just can't. Michelle Bachmann came out yesterday morning on a radio show and quoted from this, a global government being established by the IMF World Bank that you'll pay your carbon taxes to, and they will now, as I told you years ago, still have the dollar. The article says that, but it'll be denominated and pegged to an international board of private banks who you will then pay taxes to for the right to hold dollars or to have new currency issued or credit issued. So this, before the private bankers had to act through national governments, but now they've taken those over. So now they're just transcending borders completely and are building their world government openly and sucking the nation states completely dry like Nosferatu would, one of his victims. They've gone from sucking individuals dry to just sucking everyone dry. Yeah, there it is. Japanese may strike over weekend, and that's the Honolulu Advertiser. How did you guys find that so fast? And that date was actually 8 days before. People ask, well, how? Because they were giving Japanese time, which was a day earlier. But there it is. Japanese may strike over weekend, and they list December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy. See, we had patriots in the Navy, patriots in the Army, patriots in the Marines. They'd broken the Japanese purple and blue code a year before. The British had given it to the United States a year before. The spymasters had. And because they had a whole global empire to run. Sun never set on the British Empire, and it doesn't today. Yeah, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, the guys just found that. Will you guys save that? Because years ago, I found a copy of it in a book, and then I had one of my guys spend a lot of money getting it from the archives. And it took us about a week to figure out they changed the name. And then once we found it, it was sent to me, an original copy. Cost, I think, like $50, I forget. And then I lost it. It's somewhere around the office. But you found an online photo of it framed. Japanese may strike over weekend. And see, Honolulu Advertiser, just like I said. That's why the guys, you know, I can put an ad in Craigslist. And I don't tell people they're coming to work for Alex Jones. Because I don't want infiltrators. That's a way to get infiltrators. Put an ad out. And it's also a way to get fans. And when they find out we actually work around here and that I don't levitate and float around, you know, then they get angry. Or they're not government infiltrators. They're like nuts who want to be me. And so they get a job here just to try to screw up what's going on here or, you know, engage in operations. Turned out one of them was a cop. We found out an informant years ago, but we dealt with that. So this is the type of bizarreness that goes on. But side issue. I don't know how I got off into that whole subject. Oh, yeah, I hire people, and a lot of times they're like, yeah, I don't believe a word you say, but I'm taking the job. I'm like, you're exactly who we want. But when I'm talking about things, you will randomly search engine them. And then they search engine, and everything I say is right there for them, no matter how insane it is, just all admitted. You could also pull up, but I can't remember the exact headline, the San Diego, Herald Tribune, 64 article when the ships got back a few months later and they got off and said, nobody attacked us. We're told to shut up. It's all staged. That's how we know Tonkin was staged. And 40-something years later, we now know. But you can pull that one up. Wait. Let me pull up the exact headline out of my mind. I can do it. Hold on. It's 1964. Article. Out of San Diego, I think it's Herald Tribune, I think is the name of the paper. And the exact headline is, hold on just a minute, I'm going to try to remember this right now. Sailors say ships not attacked in Tonkin Gulf. Sailors say ships not attacked in Tonkin Gulf. And then the article quotes them, including senior officers, as saying that they were told not to talk about it and that they believe it was a staged event. I think they even used false flag as the Navy guys. See if you can get that. The Internet's incredible. Okay. Side issue. I'm already digressing, but that's what I do. Going over the financial news. Dollar should be replaced as international standard. UN report says, but don't worry. You'll still have the euro and the dollar. But now these bankers will be able to even more currency manipulation, driving it up, driving it down. So they'll have the best of both worlds. They'll be able to manipulate currencies with insider trading to consolidate their power through fraud, but only select mega groups. They'll be able to buy up all their competition with that unfair advantage. It's more than an unfair advantage. It's like straitjacketing the other football team and not letting tying them down so they can't walk and then running touchdowns back and forth for 2 hours. For four quarters, claiming that you, beat them by 10,000-0. I mean, it's just asinine. And that's why all these scum are so arrogant, talking about how they're the master elite and we deserve to be slaves. And I guess in a way we do if we let a bunch of frauds, a bunch of Kinlay Madoff types just openly rob everything. And I guess if the cops want to follow the orders and all the bureaucrats do and all the workers, then I guess you're going to get what you deserve. Go drink some fluoride on me. So to that AC/DC song, have a drink on me, have a drink on me, have some fluoride on me. I mean, if you can't read the vaccine insert where it says it can give you cancer, brain damage you, and sterilize your butt, you don't care about your kids enough to read the insert, you stupid housewives out there, you stupid yuppie women, and I'm not saying women are stupid, but I'm talking about those particular stupid housewives and soccer moms that shoot their kid up with every shot known to man and wonder why their 10-year-old kid can't hardly talk. You stupid witch, you stupid dingbat, go read the stinking insert. And if calling you names is what it takes to get you to read something, I'll do it. I've learned sweet talking these people doesn't get anything done. You got to slap these people upside the head with a metaphorical 2x4. And I will do it so you don't hurt your precious little children, you scum. And you scum out there that worship all these fake liberal groups like the NAACP that was set up and created so they could push eugenics on blacks and abortions on blacks. If you think killing black people's pro-black, then I got a bridge I want to sell you. I mean, you got to get mad. You got to get angry. You got to start seeing through just how crazy all this garbage is. All right, I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to settle down a little bit. I've decided starting in the middle of July, in just 12 days, I'm going to make this announcement here now. I'm going to 3 hours instead of four. I've been doing 4 hours for 2 years, and I've got to build a new TV studio. I want to do a TV report every day, I've decided. And it just drains me too much, the fourth hour. I need that energy to go into the TV show. Plus, I can say it all in 3 hours like I did for 13 years before I switched over to 4 hours. And we'll just re-air the first hour and the fourth hour. So for stations already carrying the fourth hour, don't worry. It'll just be the first hour. So those adjustments will be made. And the network sends my show out 24 hours a day on the satellite. But there was a reason I got into that issue as well. Oh, we're just going to start simulcasting the full 3 hours every day. So there's none of it that's not covered on PrisonPlanet.tv and then archived. Starting July 12th, we will be 3 hours a day, and all 3 hours will be simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv if the hair lips the admiral, if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. Because what happens is I tend to get in here and then rant in the first hour some of my best material and the most important info we cover, and then I tend to overheat by the fourth hour and just start babbling. And I'll do stuff like comb my hair straight back in the morning and not even comb it. So I almost just don't air the first hour because I forget to comb my hair before I go on TV. So I'll just start having to get ready before I go live, getting here a little bit early. Because I'm the type of guy that gets out of the shower, combs my hair straight back, brush my teeth, shoot some deodorant on, put my socks on, put my clothes on. It takes me about 7-8 minutes to get showered, dressed, ready. And I've got to start converting over more to the TV mode. I may have to start going to the salon every day and having my hair done. That's a joke, folks. That's a joke. I've come here to kick butt and chew bubble gum when I'm all out of bubble gum. You got to have some comic relief, my friends, when everything is disintegrating like it is. I mean, look at these headlines. Dollar should be replaced, as international standard UN report says. This is high treason. And our government agrees. Geithner agrees. Obama agrees. Barry Sotaro agrees. Here's another one. Again, I've been covering this the last few days. A whole bunch of mainstream news, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, they all admit, okay, we're in a depression, third depression. Fed officials avoid talk of further stimulus to stoke growth. Yeah, because they've already got a stimulus package passed that means unlimited money in an open window where they can go there every week if they want and get $887 million. That's an open revolving door. That's why Bloomberg reports it's a $28 trillion 7 months ago. We've never gotten new numbers since then. It's got to be something like $35 trillion now they've stolen domestically, but we don't know. And at a certain point, $24 trillion, $28 trillion, $35 trillion, it's like, do you want me to shoot you in the head 100 times or 1,000 times? At a certain point, I mean, it doesn't even matter. The level of fraud these delicate little geniuses have created, and I guess they are delicate geniuses. I guess the Goldman Sachs, Harvard scum, foreign intelligence operatives that run our country, the corporate intelligence operatives that have fully turned our government over to themselves, I guess they are better than us. I guess we do deserve it. I guess we are idiots. Well, I'm not an idiot, trash. And just like the founding fathers, I don't want to be your offshore slave. There's always going to be another minority that doesn't want to be a parasite that wants to be left alone. So, okay, you're a minority that's taken over all the mainline schmucks out there that want to suck their thumbs all day. I'm not one of them. You understand that? And I am not your property. I'm declaring it. You've drawn first blood in 1,000 different ways. Get off my back, parasite. Because you're going to find out you're not the better man. You're going to find out, like all bullies, that the bigger you are, the harder you're going to fall. And I think you recognize now that people are angry, and there's no way for you to spin this, you little pieces of crap. And you're going to try to focus us in on Ruskies and Chi-Coms, and, oh, yeah, Chi-Coms especially are a threat you created. And you're going to try to focus us in on all these other enemies and little turban-head brown people that you funded and created, so we'll give up all our rights to you so you can rape us financially and physically. But we know it's a corporate globalist treason takeover. Corporations are bigger than governments, more powerful. And that's what the New World Order is. And we are calling you out, trash. In fact, on the subject of BP, before I get back to the economy, I'll get more into BP later. I've been hearing for the last month, and I really haven't covered it, and I should. Everybody should buy from BP. Obama's being mean to them, and it's going to hurt the station owners. And well, most BP stations are owned by the company. They're not franchises like Valero or something, or some of the other companies that are out there. Most of them are owned by the parent mafia organization that's completely owned by big banks. BP is just a front company, on record. Basically British intelligence. They used BP employees to overthrow Iran in 53. That's on record. Operation Ajax, declassified, 1999. But BP created Obama with Goldman Sachs. It's one and the same. Goldman Sachs owns BP, the biggest shareholder. They created the carbon tax with Ken Lay and Enron on record in the mid-90s with Al Gore. But the fake Republicans are acting like Obama's hurting them. Hurting BP, playing along with the fake left-right paradigm. It makes me sick. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you want to gamble, I tell you, I'm your man. You win some, you lose some. It's all a game to me.
If you like to gamble, I tell you, I'm your man. You win some, you lose some. It's all the same to me.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't get into all of the news on the economy. I'll continue covering that in the next hour and then get into the oil spill developments and a lot more. The Al Gore police investigation, which I've listened to the lady, I've analyzed it. My gut tells me it's 100% real, and that woman better watch out. Because that lady came out in Houston and said George W. raped her, and she was dead a week later. Suicide. And the evidence did show that she'd worked in and around him. The Bushes have had a lot of maids die, get run over, get killed, be found dead on the beach in Georgia, in Maine, in Texas. You don't want to be a domestic servant of the Bushes and make them mad because you don't want to write a book about Bush being a cokehead during the election. Didn't matter after. You're going to slit your wrist, boy, and be found dead in a bathtub in Arkansas. It's one of their favorite places to kill people because that state is so corrupt. Every state's corrupt, though. Illinois, Texas, Arkansas, West Virginia, New York, Florida. Everybody always says, man, that's a corrupt state. Michigan, California, that's a corrupt state. Oregon, they're corrupt. Nevada, they're corrupt. New Mexico, they're corrupt. New Hampshire, man, they're corrupt. They're all corrupt. So I'm going to go to your phone calls and just go through those from Mark and Ernie and Matt and Scott and Frank. And then we will continue with all of the news. And Kagan, they're asking her softball questions, if she's a fan of the show Twilight. And I can't believe she even knew what they were talking about. I had to look it up. It's some werewolf show or something. I mean, but they knew that was a way, because the first couple days she never smiled, so they started, like, throwing her softballs. And then she looked even crazier after that with these fake smiles, like the Joker. Hi, I'm Elena Kagan. Do I like werewolves or vampires? Well, gee, I actually like Igor. That's more what I'm into. Igor's little helper. We'll have 9 Igors on the court with rolling pins, not gavels. Me and the girls will all go out and have fun together. We like to go to the topless bar together. All right, I'm sorry. Need to quit screwing around, don't I, a little bit. We're going to go to break here and go directly to your calls when we start the next hour. I do want to just tell listeners that, you know, I have trouble with this news. It's so heavy. It's so hardcore. We're on the verge of World War III. We're the oil with the hurricanes is on its way, and the way they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off, hysterical about a little bit of oil, and the government's blocking the cleanup out in the Gulf, just waiting for the hurricanes to blow in the oil so they can have their crisis, and the banking takeover of every financial institution and any organization that, quote, affects the economy, and all the crazy legislation about arresting U.S. citizens for no reason, and the end of the Internet. I do tend to start getting a little bit smart-mouthed and arrogant and angry. And I've really got to try to control myself. And that's why I'm down on myself a little bit. Because nobody's perfect, and I realize the position I'm in, and I need to be focused. So I will pledge this. The next 2 hours will be serious, like a focused laser beam. And I've been pretty serious. I screw around less than most hosts, but I am screwing around, and I've got to be my own governor. In fact, guys in the control room, tell me right now, no more screwing around. No more screwing around. So it's going to be Mr. Serious coming up in the next 2 hours. It's just this stuff's so absurd. I mean, that clown Kagan up there, like a demonic penguin, it's just made for humor, but it's not funny. It's gallows humor is what it is. Don't forget the online video bookstores at InfoWars.com. Not only are the best and most informative titles there to wake up your friends and family, but it also supports us when you buy the books, T-shirts, and materials. They want to shut down alternative media for a reason. This stuff's hurting them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.